Chapter 23 The Rise of Rome How Rome Happened. The Roman Empire was an accident. No one planned it. It happened. No famous general or statesman or cutthroat ever got up and said, "Friends, Romans, citizens, we must found an empire. Follow me, and together we shall conquer all the land from the gates of Hercules to Mount Taurus." Rome produced famous generals and equally distinguished statesmen and cutthroats, and Roman armies fought all over the world, but the Roman empire-making was done without a preconceived plan. The average Roman was a very matter-of-fact citizen. He disliked theories about government. When someone began to recite, "Eastward, the course of Roman Empire, etc., etc.," he hastily left the forum. He just continued to take more and more land because circumstances forced him to do so. He was not driven by ambition or by greed. Both by nature and inclination he was a farmer, and wanted to stay at home. But when he was attacked, he was obliged to defend himself, and when the enemy happened to cross the sea to ask for aid in a distant country, then the patient Roman marched many dreary miles to defeat this dangerous foe, and when this had been accomplished, he stayed behind to administer his newly conquered provinces, lest they fall into the hands of wandering barbarians, and become themselves a menace to Roman safety. It sounds rather complicated, and yet to the contemporaries it was so very simple, as you shall see in a moment.